This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This week, the United Auto Workers told its members it is going to raise strike pay from $200 a week to $275, effective in January. This is a signal the union is preparing for tough negotiations later this year. Marketplace's transportation reporter Jack Stewart has more.
Detroit's big three, General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler, all have to negotiate new labor deals later this year. UAW President Gary Jones at its annual convention on Monday.
Raising the strike pay is an important signal to all of our members that the International Executive Board has their backs.
It's a move to build a unified front, says Art Wheaton at the Worker Institute at Cornell University. He's instructed both automakers and unions on contract negotiations.
It's always better to have the ability to strike and never use it.
The automakers will argue they need flexibility in a labor deal. They're cutting production of sedans, which buyers don't want, and idling factories. There's the threat of tariff wars, potential slowdowns in the US and China, and the looming impact of driverless cars. William Gould at Stanford University is a former chairman of the National Labor Relations Board.
The need to be competitive has become ever more vital, and the union has to play a role in that.
Because ultimately, if there's no company, there are no jobs. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.